It's time now for Foodie Friday with Elodia Arnold of Fairhope Living Magazine. And good morning, Elodia.
Good morning, Lori. I'm so glad to be here on this beautiful Friday.
Glad to have you.
Wow, I cannot believe it is already another First Friday Art Walk, and it is April. Where has the time gone?
Time flies when you're having fun.
Gosh, man. Well, it is April Fool's Day, but I think that Art Walk is definitely going to happen.
Yes.
So we aren't going to call that as a joke.
It's happening at the Eastern Shore Art Center from 6 until 8 with refreshments and live music and special exhibits. And it's happening here at the radio station. We have Rick Gambino.
What?
Joining
Rick Gambino?
Us as our restaurateur and guest author. He published an autobiography called Never Give Up.
Man, that's one that is on my reading list for this summer because he's one of those guys that he sure has fought hard.
He's got some great stories to tell. So join us tonight from 5:30 until 8:30, our Art Walk open house at 9 North Church Street.
That sounds fun. I'll definitely have to stop by, Lori. Well, in doing that, so this is First Friday, which means it's Foodie Friday. So we have an interview with one of our restaurant partners in Fairhope Living Magazine, and we are going to talk with Nadar, who is the owner of Sage Lebanese Cuisine. Hey everyone, this is Elodia, and I am excited to be here with Nadar, who is the owner of Sage Lebanese Cuisine. So Nadar, tell me a little bit about you. How in the world did you find yourself in Fairhope of all places?
Well, what can I say? It's a hell of an adventure. We never really planned it. We never knew that Fairhope existed on the map. It was a total accident, really, how we ended up in this beautiful town. It was a friend that I have, from New York City, that I was just getting in touch with, and I was just, coming to visit. And when things happen, the star aligns. Sometimes, just driving by, you see the a place on Fairhope Avenue, a vacant spot. So I was like, I'm just gonna go ask for information, and things happened, and we ended up with a beautiful location, prime location,
yeah,
I would say.
Absolutely. You guys are located right here on Fairhope Avenue.
It's 319 Fairhope Avenue.
Yeah.
It's, in the middle of the business and shopping district, and you got beautiful restaurants and everything around here. It's such a beautiful downtown.
So tell us a little bit about your cuisine. So I love dining here. I don't get to dine as much as I would like, but you have Lebanese cuisine.
Okay.
So what does that mean?
Okay. Lebanese is, Lebanon is one of the countries. They're in the Mediterranean.
Mm-hmm.
So it's Mediterranean inspired cuisine. Lebanese, Turkish and Greek, we share kind of a similar background, but then a lot of it changes as far as seasonings and execution of the food, and every country's got different seasonings and background. So
tell me about your seasonings. What are you specialized? What do you prefer to use the most?
I mean, it's all about proportions. We use a lot of herbs in our cuisine, thyme, oregano. We use cinnamon, which is not very used, and more used in pastries. But we use a lot of cinnamons, cardamoms, all the. There's a lot of condiments and all the Mediterranean. It's a mixed Mediterranean and Middle Eastern cuisine, and we've known, of course, for our hummus. Hummus is becoming universal now.
Yes, hummus.
But
it is
very. We pride ourselves. It comes from our culture, hummus. And then we got kebabs, we got shawarmas, we got a lot of dips, labneh, meza mixer being one of our, sampler appetizer plates. Very popular. We have kebabs, very flavorful condimented meats, ground beef, chicken, we got lamb chops. There was a challenge in the beginning, introducing a new culture, new way, differently seasoned food to the community here. But we got a lot of support. People love it, and we love the community here.
Absolutely.
So
well, and you'll have expanded
yes.
as well. So right next door, we have La Martina.
Yes, that's because of my wife's heritage, being from Spain and Latin America. We opened La Martina. And well, my wife, she manages it. Everyone knows her, so she's. We offer Latin American and Spanish inspired cocktails, tapas. We use plantains, arepas, which are originally from Colombia, empanadas, all homemade, everything made from scratch. Like everything we do at Sage, we do it with a lot of love and always family recipe, family inspired.
So what are your hours here? If someone wanted to come and try the delicious Lebanese cuisine, when could they do that?
Yeah, we operate from Tuesday till Saturday. We open at lunch at 11 till 2, and then we open again for dinner service from 5 till 9. And at La Martina, it's next door for the lounge. We open Wednesday through Saturday only dinner service, of course, you know, from 5 till around 10, depending on, you know, till, let's say till, 5 till.
5 till.
Depending if people are having a great time, we'll, of course, we'll just stay and let them have their time. Fun and drinks.
Well, absolutely. Well, Nadar, thank you so much for sitting down with me today. And this is First Friday, so it's also Art Walk. So definitely stop in, have dinner at Sage, or have some martinis at La Martina. Thank you, Nadar. I'll talk to you soon.
Well, that sounds delicious. Good interview. I'll have to go.
Absolutely. And we are super excited that Sage is going to be one of our partners in the upcoming second annual Fairhope Restaurant Week.
This is a great promotion you created last year with Fairhope Living Magazine.
Absolutely.
Tell us about Restaurant Week.
Yes. So last year, the idea came from my good friend Kate Brueggemann. And she was like, you know, we really need to have like a restaurant week. How do we do that? And, you know, we started brainstorming back in December of, 2020. But at that time, you know, we were still under stay-at-home order pretty much. And It was just a tough time. Well, you know, the governor lifted the stay-at-home order in March of 2021. And we really just wanted to encourage people to go back out to dinner and go dine, support our restaurants that they did stay open. You know, they had to pivot and change on a moment's notice. But so many of them were able to survive through the pandemic. And we really just wanted to encourage people to make that step and get back out. So last year, what we did, we had 28 restaurants that partnered with us. It was the third week in April. And if you went to dinner at one of our partner restaurants, there was a QR code there for you to scan and register your dining event at that restaurant. And that would put you into a daily drawing for a $50 gift card.
How nice.
And then at the end of the week, we had an awards party where we gave awards out to the different restaurants for things like best decor, best parking, cleanest bathrooms, just a whole lot of different awards, and it was a lot of fun.
And that's a morale booster for the restaurants and the employees as well.
Absolutely. So this year, we're doing a little bit different. We're going to still have the same basic setup where if you go to dinner at one of our partner restaurants, you'll still be able to scan a QR code, register your event, and then you'll be put into a drawing. But we're also going to have a little survey that you'll fill out at that time about your service and about a couple of different questions that we'll ask. And then at the end of the week, we're going to give prizes away to the different teams of the restaurants.
To the restaurant staff themselves.
Yes, because we want people to realize that, hey, working in a restaurant is actually fun. You know, I have personally worked at almost every restaurant in this town.
Not only is it fun, it's hard work. Just the other day, we're sitting and going, how can they carry that tray full of food? I would spill it all over myself and the floor and the customers too.
And not to mention all of the drinks. But yeah, often you'll have a whole entire tray with maybe 5 up to 8 plates of food on it, and you have to balance that. It weighs a lot, you know? But it can be rewarding. The cash can be, you know, rewarding right there. So we really want the service industry to know how much they are appreciated, especially here in Fairhope where we have so many wonderful restaurants.
So when is Restaurant Week? When does it kick off?
All right. So the second annual Restaurant Week is going to kick off April 17th through the 23rd. So
that Easter Sunday.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
So that is going to be Sunday through Saturday, and we'll wrap it up on the 23rd, which is Saturday. And then we will have our awards event on Sunday the 24th. That's going to be at the Mill, and that will be for the restaurant owners as well as the workers that are able to come to that event so that they can hear the results of the surveys that we take during the week, and they'll be able to receive their prizes.
So how do we find out which restaurants are participating?
Absolutely. So next week we will be launching the Fairhope Living Center website, and that will be fairhopelivingcenter.com.
Okay.
And we're merging Fairhope Living Magazine will be on that website, as well as the Fairhope Restaurant Week. So all of the restaurants will be listed there for you to see.
FairhopeLivingCenter.com.
Yes, absolutely.
And what about Facebook?
So you'll be able to find those on Facebook as well. We do have Fairhope Restaurant Week already. That page exists on Facebook. We'll be announcing all of the new restaurants starting on Monday for you to be able to go and check out. And we'll have daily updates about new restaurants that are going to be participating, as well as the prizes that we'll be offering to the servers of the service industry. In addition to the prizes that we're going to give out to the servers and the different teams, we actually are also going to be starting a fund for the workers in the service industry. So a portion of any money that is raised during Restaurant Week is going to go to this fund. And if there's an emergency that one of the servers or one of the line cooks, someone that works in the service industry has, such as maybe they have an emergency medical procedure and they need help with their copay, mm-hmm. or they need help with an electric bill, or they need help with groceries 1 month, then they'll be able to apply to this fund and be able to receive a little bit of assistance towards those emergencies.
That's a lovely idea.
Absolutely. So that'll be administered by the Fairhope Unite nonprofit. That's a 501c3 that is housed at 906 Nichols Avenue.
Okay. And what about some of the participating restaurants? Can you give us a list of what you have so far?
Absolutely. El Mexicano, Billy's Bacon, Rotolo's of Fairhope, Sage Lebanese Cuisine and Cafe, La Martina, The Bone and Barrel. We also have The Mill, Ravenite, Provision, District Hall, and Dragonfly, as well as Bay Breeze Cafe.
That sounds great. And you've got even more to add.
Yes, we do.
For Fairhope Restaurant Week, sponsored by Fairhope Living Magazine.
That's right.
The 17th through the 23rd of April. Is that right?
That's right. Absolutely. So we'll have a few more details coming out. I'll come back on the air with you the Friday before the 17th. So that'll be on the 15th. Mm-hmm. And we'll share the updated list as well.
You'll be back before that as well.
Because I sure will.
Well, explain now how we have Food for Thought and Foodie Friday.
Yes. So Foodie Friday started, we have partner restaurants within Fairhope Living Magazine, and we give each of those restaurants an opportunity to come on the air and share some information about their restaurant. So we only work with 12 restaurants during the year, so we needed a little bit more space. But I love to look at the different perspectives of hot topics of the day, and so that's where Food for Thought came from. So Food for Thought is an opportunity to just further examine some of the hot topics that we may be dealing with, such as zoning, the construction out here, you know, mm-hmm. just things like that. I've had Jack Burrell came on so far and talked with me. I've had Clarice Hall Black, as well as Sean Graham came on and talked.
And the mayor,
mm-hmm. absolutely. So that's just an opportunity where we get to go a little further in depth with our community leaders and find out what really is happening behind the scenes.
And sometimes you can incorporate a story of a historical nature or whatever nature from the Fairhope Living Magazine.
Absolutely.
Give us the latest about the magazine for folks that might be new to the area or unfamiliar.
Yeah, absolutely. So Fairhope Living Magazine launched in November of 2020. We were successful in bringing it to life during the shutdown. And since that time, we have grown our advertising partners by over 100%. So that's pretty happy with that. We mail directly. Right now, we're mailing to around 9,000 homes. Because of the growth in Fairhope, we had to pull back just a little bit, but we will be expanding again in the future. So our mission for the Fairhope Living Magazine is to celebrate the families of Fairhope, to connect the community, and to honor God. And we do that by the stories that we share. You know, we talk about different families that are from Fairhope originally. We also share stories about the families that are new to the area. We have our Legends of Fairhope section and our Young Achievers, where we're highlighting a different student and what they may have achieved during their years here. Mm-hmm. We have our events section that is going to be coming out in the April issue. And I think everybody will recognize the cover of the April issue. It's a very famous Fairhope historian on our cover.
Okay.
And that's about all I'll say about that.
So that'll be in 36532 mailboxes any day.
So and the print one will be in next week, late next week.
Okay.
And the digital will be live on the 5th.
And so you can go still to fairhopelivingmagazine.com to
yes.
see the digital version.
Yes, absolutely.
But you've introduced another website.
I have.
Tell us, or is it too early to let the cat out of the bag? What is Fairhope Living Center?
No, it's not too early to let the cat out of the bag. So the Fairhope Living Center, Fairhope Living Magazine, I started out of my home. And I worked from my home. I had a temporary office at Hatch Fairhope. And otherwise, I worked at coffee shops, you know, just wherever. Mm-hmm. As many entrepreneurs who are trying to do a startup do. And it got to a point I really needed an office space. So I was able to lease a location on Nichols Avenue, 906 Nichols Avenue. And that is going to be the Fairhope Living Center. Because I don't need the whole space. I just need one area. And there are extra offices there that will be available for rent to other entrepreneurs just like me who don't need to sign a lease right now. They just need a place that they can go, have access to internet, be able to have private meetings, and that's the whole entire purpose of the Fairhope Living Center.
And that's an excellent idea, especially with real estate and rental prices today. And like you said, for an entrepreneur starting out, it's hard to eat the whole enchilada. Let's do the one bite at a time. So you can do an individual office space. Are you ready to announce that rental availability yet?
I am not 100%. So it is, I will say it's going to be by the hour. And there's not going to be a membership fee. So there are other co-working spaces on the Eastern Shore. There's a couple in Daphne, but they charge membership fees. And if you're an entrepreneur, maybe you don't want to commit to $199 a month. That's the average membership fee. So we're just going to charge you by the hour. You can rent a desk for $10 an hour, or there's one private office that you'll be able to rent for $20 an hour. And that'll include Wi-Fi access, printer access, as well as a coffee bar that they'll be able to. So we will be opening on Monday, April 11th, will be our soft opening. And I will come back here with you, Lori, a little promo for what we're going to talk about on April 8th. We'll talk about the Fairhope Living Center and also Fairhope Unite, which is a new nonprofit mm-hmm. that I am on the board of, along with Pam Williams and Clarice Hallblack and Susan Fontaine Godwin. So more full details about both of those entities
okay.
will be shared on the 8th.
You are a very busy lady.
Well, life is short.
And for those of you that don't know, the Arnold name has been known in Fairhope for how many years? One of the original founding families, or
no,
if not,
we weren't.
It's a long time.
Yeah, we've been here since 1929. So my grandmother, Morty Roberts, is from Mobile. So originally, on my paternal side, we are from an old Mobile family. And that's one of the reasons that we ended up in Fairhope, is she was a teacher at the Daphne Normal School and wanted her children to attend school at the Marietta Johnson School of Organic Education. And that's what brought her, her husband, and their eight children to Fairhope in 1931.
And we know Mauck and many other Arnolds that have
Absolutely.
Contributed locally here for many years, and you're carrying on the family flame and the family
well,
tradition.
Yeah, that was kind of put into me, so I would have to say I fought it for a while, as most young children and youngsters do, but it's time to just embrace it.
And click your heels and say there's no place like home.
That's right.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Well, Lori, thank you for talking with me today, and I look forward to talking with you again next week.
Absolutely. You've been listening to Foodie Friday with Elodia Arnold of Fairhope Living Magazine. If you missed part of the program or you want to tell a friend, you can listen later at WABF1480.com.